Hi, and welcome to Civics Change Agent Chat, Episode 2. Organizations across the nation break down barriers entrenched in our healthcare system. With boundless passion and limited resources, they increase access to care, implement innovative ways to deliver high-quality care at affordable prices, and, day in and day out, fight to keep all of us healthy. During these chats, we will talk with one of these change agents about the exciting work they are doing to create a better healthcare system for us all. I'm Stephanie Spriggs with the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare, or as we like to call it, CIVIC. In this chat, Lloyd Guthrie, CIVIC's Director of Statewide Initiatives, is speaking with the CEO of the Peak Health Alliance. In Summit County, a group of community partners have been working to identify locally driven ways to lower healthcare premiums. In this chat, we discuss how the Peak Alliance is using data and collective bargaining to impact healthcare costs in their region. We recorded this chat in February 2019, and more information on the Peak Health Alliance is available in the Change Agent Gallery on civic.org. Thanks for listening and enjoy the chat.
Good morning and thank you for joining CIVIC's Change Agent Chat. I'm Lloyd Guthrie, CIVIC's Program Manager for Statewide Initiatives. Today we'll be speaking with Tamara Drangsvet from the Peak Health Alliance, a coalition of organizations actively working to lower healthcare costs in Summit County. Tamara, would you give us a little bit of background on what you do and what the Peak Health Alliance is about?
Sure, and thanks for having me today, Lloyd. We're really excited about Peak Health Alliance and excited to share its work with others. My job is the Executive Director of the Family and Intercultural Resource Center. And so as part of that, my nonprofit agency has done a lot of work in health insurance enrollment for almost a decade now. We started with CHIP and then we tried Medicaid. And then when the exchange came around, we thought that that might be fun. And so we did that too. And what we've seen in Summit County over the past decade is just exponential increases in the cost of health insurance premiums. At the same time, we've seen exponential increases in folks' deductibles, and it's really reaching a crisis point for Summit County's working families. We regularly see our clients make choices between their health insurance and their kids' college education. We regularly are seeing people leave Summit County because of the high cost of health insurance premiums. And so I think about 5 years ago now, a group of folks came together to see what we could do about the problem. It was Summit County government, championed by Commissioner Gibbs, the Summit Foundation, championed by the trustee of their board, Mark Spears, Sarah Vane, who is the former CEO of our federally qualified health clinic and now the assistant county manager, and all of us really were of the opinion that we just wanted to throw things up at the wall and see what could stick. And really, if you think about it as a fairy tale, it all starts with data. And that's when we reached out to CIVIC and asked if we could gain access to all the claims for 2 years and begin to do a study of what really were the underlying cost drivers and patterns of utilization that were leading to the high cost of premiums.
Very good. It seems that recently, maybe with Peak Health announcing that in 2020 you'll start providing contracts, I guess is the best way to put it, with providers and inviting in purchasers as well. How did that collaboration come about, where you took that extra step of talking and moving to action?
Sure. So once we got our data, our access to our data from CIVIC, we sent it over to an actuarial firm, Leaf & Associates. And what we realized pretty early on was that in Summit County, a large percentage of our claims are actually part of self-insured employers' plans. And so Summit County only had about 63% of our data, claims data, in CIVIC. We added all of our self insured employers' data, and that brought us up to about 90% of our total claims. And once we had that information, we realized a couple of really important things. One, Summit County is an expensive place to access healthcare, but it's not as expensive as other parts of the state. And the other thing we began to realize is that about 40% of our claims actually end up in Denver. 15% of our claims actually end up in Eagle County. And so that only leaves slightly less than 40% at the end of the day that happen in Summit County. And that presents a challenge for our providers, as well as for our utilizers, for lack of a better term, our folks that are accessing health insurance. Around about that point, we sort of began to adopt some principles. We wanted to find a solution that worked for all segments of the health insurance market. So folks that are buying on the exchange, small business owners, and our large employers. We also wanted to try and find a market-based solution that would help our providers as much as it would help our residents. Around about that time, a few of us were on a panel with then Interim Division of Insurance Commissioner Mike Conway, and it was a forum with a group of realtors, and they were really angry. And so Commissioner Conway got beat up a little bit, and after the forum, we dragged him into a back room, a few of us, Mark Spears and Dan Gibbs and I, dragged him into a back room and said, "You have to fix this. You have to help us." And he did. And he came to the table with this idea of a purchasing alliance, which essentially is a nonprofit that allows us to have members. And the members are folks that buy insurance. And then basically all of these lives come together and they go directly to the providers and negotiate fee schedules. Our goal is really to have fee schedules that are based on a percentage of Medicare, because while it's not a perfect formula, it does give us a place to start. And one of the things that we learned from our data is that as a percentage of Medicare, particularly our hospital, is charging a great deal more than Medicare as the benchmark. So, for example, if you're a Summit County resident and you go to the emergency department, on average, you're going to pay about 840% of Medicare for that visit. And we really want to see that come down. So because we are able to collect all of these lives into the Peak Health Alliance, it lets us go back to the hospital and negotiate a lower fee schedule, which we will then take. So we'll take that whole fee schedule for every procedure that, you know, folks in Summit County need done, and we'll basically bid it out to the insurance companies. And whichever insurance company can get back to us with the best premiums in each of those segments of health insurance. So again, the individual market, small and employers and large employers, that insurer will then kind of get the contract, for lack of a better description, and then that insurance company will file their rate plans with the Division of Insurance, and then they'll function like any other insurance plans that you as a consumer would normally purchase. So you'll be able to access it via the exchange or your broker. For our large self-funded employers, they'll continue to use third-party administrators to access the plans for their employees. But it basically flips the model of health insurance. So rather than relying on the insurers to negotiate the rates with providers, we're now letting the consumers negotiate the rates with the providers. It's more of a wholesale model than a retail model.
Yep. That's very interesting. You had mentioned earlier you're engaging the providers directly. What's been the response from the providers?
Well, everybody's still at the table. That's the good news. Certainly, like I said in the beginning, there is an advantage to the providers in having all of the healthcare claims, or as many as we can, come back to Summit County. You know, for our Summit County providers, because we are such a heavily tourist economy, we see big swings in our census. And so in the mud seasons, the hospital is not very busy, whereas in the ski season, the hospital is very busy. And so one of the things we're hoping to be able to offer to our providers is evening out that census, which will make it easier for them. It's also, I think, attractive to providers that we are basically giving them one insurance company to bill, as opposed to, you know, in some cases, five or six insurance companies to bill. So that creates some savings for them. So we're optimistic that the providers are still at the table. It is definitely proceeding a little more slowly than we'd like. And we'd really like to see our hospital system be a little more invested than they've been. But if they choose not to come on board with the plan, then we have other options for providers. We can look at hospitals outside of Summit County.
Great. So in terms of the response from community leaders and the business people who obviously are paying the premiums, it sounds like you have a relatively high level of engagement there. What did you do to create, I mean, obviously the insurance premiums and the cost of care and co-pays and co-insurances are really have skyrocketed. What do you think the hook is with the community and the business people?
I mean, at the end of the day, I think there's a couple things. First off, Summit County has a history of trying to solve its biggest problems collaboratively. So a lot of the relationships we needed to put this into place already existed. It's a small community. People run into each other at the grocery store. They have substantial conversations over buying a box of cereal. And so I think that's one advantage. But, you know, this isn't just a crisis for consumers. This is a crisis for businesses as well. I mean, you know, I run a nonprofit with 50 employees, and we are spending $35,000 a month on our premiums. There's all kinds of things we could be doing as a nonprofit if we didn't have to spend that much money on our premiums. And I think that's the same for most of our small and large business community. The pain is felt at all ends of the spectrum, for lack of a better description, and that really helped bring people to the table. I also think that there's a certain value in a locally controlled solution. So for a lot of folks, the reaction initially is one of disbelief because change has been so slow at both the federal and state level. And so the idea of having a local solution that we really could own and control was very attractive to a lot of our leadership.
Very good. Well, congratulations on that. And there are some lessons there for other communities that are coming together to try to solve the issue of an unsustainable trend in healthcare costs. You have a number of employers, or a lot of employers in Summit County who are self-insured. What is your sense of engaging them? Did you have to take a different track to engage the insurers the employers who've been paying their own bills versus your other community organizations that may be in insured plans?
Well, I think that goes back to one of the advantages of getting their data to begin with. One of the things that we were able to do because we had access to their claims data was show them exactly what they were spending as a percentage of Medicare already. And so what we learned, you know, most of our large employers really believed going into this exercise that they had the best deals in town already on health insurance. And they did, but they weren't nearly as good as they thought they were. Most of them had fairly good deals on inpatient, but on outpatient, that was not the case. You know, some of them were paying 500% of Medicare on, or are paying 500% of Medicare on their outpatient claims. And so it was really eye-opening for them to each get their own analysis, which showed them exactly what they were paying. And they were all really surprised, and it was very motivating for them. And in fact, has led all of them now to sign a letter of intent to participate with Peak Health Alliance because they thought they were getting far better deals than they really were, or really are.
Very good. So what are your next immediate steps? And do you see at some point after you start the program next year, some sort of expansion beyond Summit County?
That's a great question. So right now, for us, it's all about the negotiations with the hospital primarily. We have had a lot of very good negotiations with some of the specialty providers, particularly our orthopedic providers that we're excited about. But right now, we have to focus on the hospital and getting that fee schedule negotiated. We are certainly in a race against the clock. As you know, the insurers need to be able to submit their filings to the Division of Insurance in late spring. And so that means, you know, we have to have a fee schedule that we can bid out to the insurance companies mid-March. So we're in the last couple weeks, really. It's kind of down to the wire. And then in terms of, you know, whether or not this can be replicated or expanded to other areas, certainly, I think if you are interviewing the Commissioner of Insurance, and not to speak for him, but I do think a lot of people are eyeing what we're trying to do in Summit County to see whether or not it can be replicated in other communities. And our goal is definitely to provide relief for the residents of Summit County. But if we can do something along the way that can be replicated and can help other communities like ours, then that's a win for everyone.
Very good. What else would you like to say about the collaboration in the program that you guys are about to roll out?
I mean, you know, I would say in all the solutions that we've looked at, one geographic rating system, reinsurance, whatever it is, I am most cautiously optimistic about Peak Health Alliance, because I think it really does look at root causes and try and find a solution that involves all sectors of the health insurance market, for lack of a better term. And I really think that the two keys to getting us as far as we've gotten were, first off, understanding our data. And we're certainly grateful to Civic that they made that possible. And then I think the second key to success is really the relationships and the collaboration and the partnership. So having started with our providers at the table, really embracing this idea of working with the market-based system that we have as opposed to recreating a new system, I think those kinds of things are definitely what have gotten us to where we are. And we'll just have to see how the next couple of months unfold to know how successful it can be.
Well, very good. We appreciate your explanation and really your guidance on how a community can take on the healthcare cost problem and actually get to a spot where you feel empowered that you're going to get something done. Obviously, as you said earlier, the state and federal governments are moving relatively slowly, maybe a generous term, but you know, it's the fact that you've been able to coalesce a lot of the larger employers into action is fantastic. And so we appreciate your time, and we want to wish the best for the Peak Health Alliance, and we'll certainly want to have you back once things have rolled out.
Well, I'd love to come back and chat more once things have rolled out. And in the meantime, for any other communities that are considering what to do, we're more than happy to share what we've learned and how we went about it in detail.
Well, very good. And thanks for everyone who's listened in to the chat, and we appreciate your time. Good day.
Thanks for having me.